Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Acts chapter 12, verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. I wish we had time to dive into the rest of this chapter. It is an incredible chapter of jailbreak in response to prayer. But that's the point. Peter was imprisoned here right after James had been beheaded. And what is the church doing? They are praying earnestly to God for him. As I read this text, I can't help but to think about the fact that we have brothers and sisters right now in prison for the gospel. I think about brothers and sisters in North Korea who are in prison for the gospel. So are we praying earnestly for them in the church? Are you praying earnestly for our persecuted brothers and sisters in the world? Imprisoned brothers and sisters in the world. And I just want to lead us to do that. The Bible calls us to pray for, intercede for our family. We have family. I just picture it. You have family members in prison in North Korea and other places in the world. So may it not be said that we, to use the language of 1 Samuel, sinned against God by failing to pray for them. So God, our Father, right now we come before you on behalf of your sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, in prison, in different places around the world. We'll think specifically about North Korea right now. We know that there are many of our brothers and sisters who are in labor camps right now, in prison, languishing apart from their families because they've professed faith in you, because they have trusted in you for salvation, because they shared the gospel with somebody, because they have sought to lead your church in underground locations. So God, we pray for your provision for them. We pray for their release. God, we know we're praying to the same God who brought about jailbreak in Acts chapter 12. Nothing is too hard for you, O God. We pray for their release. We pray in faith for their release. We pray in faith for their sustenance, for their joy, that they would, like we see in Acts chapter 16, that they would be able to sing in prison, that they would worship you, they would know your love for them, God, that they would know your presence with them. God, we pray for your provision for their families in their absence. God, please help their families. God, we pray for our imprisoned brothers and sisters. And we pray that you would help us to be faithful to continually pray for them, earnestly pray for them. And we pray that just like we read in Acts chapter 12, the end of this chapter, your word would continue to go forward. We pray that your word would go forward in those prisons. We pray that your word would go forward in North Korea. We pray that your word would go forward in places around the world where Christians are persecuted and imprisoned. May your word continue to increase and multiply to your glory, even in the midst of persecution, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.